You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And on this segment, we're going to really go through, or this show, I should say, being more intentional as it comes to your retirement. And we want you to have fun with this show. We also want to make sure you learn a lot from this show, hopefully, that you can apply to your own lives. And if you need our help, we're obviously here as a firm since 2003 to provide that guidance. And many of you have obviously been meeting with us, and a lot of you are clients of ours for many years. And as we get ready for the Christmas season, we want to talk about getting more intentional about your strategy for retirement and how important that is. And we're going to compare and contrast other plans that are out there and why not all plans for retirement are the same. And with that being said, again, we wish you everyone a Merry Christmas, getting ready for this season. It's flying by. As much as COVID has crushed 2020, it's also, there's a lot to be thankful for. And, you know, I'm going to turn it over to Keith and Matt in a second here, but just taking some time last weekend, I sent this video to some of my clients, guys, and just showing my kids with some Christmas music on, and they didn't know I was taping them, just hanging up the ornaments and doing these things that, you know, this just like, you know, pure, they just, you know, they don't know the 9 and 12, so the innocence is still there. Mm-hmm. And just like, this is, you know, Christmas music, hanging the ornaments. Of course, I'm like teary-eyed,
yeah,
sharing with my clients and some of my parents and family. And, you know, it's like time goes by so fast, and it's not going to be long before my 12-year-old is sitting in the corner on his iPad and not even caring about it.
Wait, sometime or now?
Yeah, it's exactly. I know. But still, it's in that in-between period, and so we're really looking forward to it as a family. Yeah. How about you, Matt?
No, absolutely, and it's funny just in regards to, you know, the all the madness that's going around, you know, and then you have, you know, kind of like this little bubble happening. It's sort of like your own little private bubble, and, you know, to your point, Derek, it's like, I think I'm just trying to do the best I can to keep that at bay and keep us all sane and happy and healthy as much as possible. And just by focusing on Christmas, you know, he's coming and light's coming with him. So it's very exciting because of that. And just having the, you know, the family being together through a very difficult time. And, you know, here we go into a new year. I couldn't be happier to see 2020 go behind and to really move on as good news starts to come.
Keith, your kids excited too?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
As excited
like
as you?
Like you said, yeah, right? Actually, I do get pretty excited for Christmas. I do love Christmas.
Same.
You know, you said it best. Time goes by so fast. It's like, you know, you remember your kids being small and you'd have these huge big wheels and, you know, all the big toys. And that, you know, they were relatively inexpensive. Now all these little teeny things cost so much more money.
Yep.
Basically technology, right? You know, as your kids get older, it's just, you know, you want the magic to still be there. Thank God it still is for our kids. You know, we make it a... Almost every single night we're watching a Christmas movie or doing something Christmassy or whatever it
awesome.
Is, just to try to bring in the season as much as possible. But, you know, it was huge in my house, so I wanted to carry the tradition to now my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's been a great, you know, time to be with our family. And it's I can't really say, I was going to tell you what we got the kids for Christmas, but my son, my 12-year-old, believe it or not, listens to our podcast.
Okay, yep, very
and
nice.
I'm not sure. I said, hey, you're a little young for this, but
you might need a
I'm trying to get him on this finance. Exactly. Get him on this finance train early, but I'll go put him to bed, and his, out of all the things he can listen to, his iPad's on. I'm like,
yeah.
I hear us three talking about some segment. So, you know, if you're as crazy as my
Packs
son.
You're getting for Christmas.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
You can, but if you want to listen to our podcast, you can, however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial. You can find it there. With that being said, today's message, I think it's really important because the average person, right, the average advisor, and this is not to toot our own horn, but the average advisor, let's face it, they build plans and your entire retirement plan comes around making more money, investing, and how much can we grow our portfolio, right? And that's the conversation. It's really about products in portfolios. Now, we've said this for many, many years, but I think I really want to make sure as a listener and as a good person that's out there trying to do your best for retirement, make sure you're intentional. And Matt, I'll turn this over to you, but when I say intentional, you realize that no one ever comes in and says, oh, I'm trying to get 10%, but I'm only getting 9.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's making good money the last 10 years, no matter who you are, no matter what you're picking, for the most part, because the market's gone up.
Right.
But when people think about retirement, their concerns aren't making more money. It's, do I have enough? What are my liabilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are my liabilities for, meaning like not just a mortgage, what are my expenses? How do I cover them?
Right.
What if taxes go up? This is what people worry about. What am I going to do then if all my money is IRA? What if healthcare is kicking in for my spouse or myself? What would that do if those extra costs started adding up in the plan? And those are the variables that people have to think about beyond just investments.
Well, and especially too, because a lot of the people that come in, whether it's here in Plymouth or whether it's in Woburn or Hyannis or wherever it may be, they generally are the ones that saved it themselves. You know, they're the ones that created the wealth. I mean, not to, you know, wealth creator is the term that we use, but more the idea that they didn't inherit it. You know, they're the ones that did all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into all the savings and sort of the growth. And they're the ones that are most sort of anxious about it, because they're
exactly.
Like, oh, you know, can I retire? Because, you know, it's not about how much I've saved or how much I've earned, because it never is going to feel like enough unless we start to unpack all of those concerns. Because let's stress test it. Okay, let's take a look at your spending to find out, okay, how much are you actually spending? Are you comfortable with it? What type of inflation is going to be factored in? And okay, well, now that we know, you know, we have a purpose now for or a plan for there, now let's take a look at what taxes have done. What type of tax planning have you done or have you not done? Because these are all the things that will add up to answering those questions of, you know, will I be okay, or can I actually retire? Because as I mentioned, these, you know, especially if you've earned it all yourself, you'll be very nervous about stopping to work.
And I did a bad job of being the host of the show, because I meant to mention this whole topic is retire optional, right? Retire optional. Can you get to the point where you know, whether you still work or retire, that you know you can retire at any point? And over the next several weeks and months, we're going to really start taking apart the SHP retirement roadmap process, right? We're going to start taking the SHP retirement roadmap apart. And what I mean by that is, I think what's different, right? And as you're listening, are you being intentional about your retirement? Meaning, do you have more than just a portfolio? Because the truth is, many advisors out there, and if you're listening and you're an advisor, maybe you're different, but a lot of times we see this, that many advisors just focus on annuities, stocks, bonds, and that's the entire plan. At SHP Financial, we build our clients a roadmap. And the idea is to address all the concerns for retirement that most people have. Income, how do I have enough income to cover my what? To cover my expenses. Investment, the main thing around there is risk. I don't want to lose my shirt if the market drops. Third is taxes. How to reduce taxes both now and in the future, especially if most of your money is in pre-tax IRA and 401k accounts. Healthcare, what if something happens health-wise to my spouse, myself, or whoever? What happens to my plan then? Finally, estate planning and legacy, how to pass on the assets to the next generation. And so as you're listening right now, do you know that you have a plan? Number one, have you been intentional, and do you have an advisor? That's the first question. If you do, if the answer is yes, does that advisor focus on all those areas that we just talked about, or is he or she just more focused on the investments, okay? Two, if you don't have an advisor and you have this money that you've saved up, make sure, I think alleviating some of these stresses, some of these areas that people stay up at night for about risk, about income, about taxes is so important. And so we've been doing this since 2003. We are happy to help you. Obviously, we have limited appointments for the rest of the year, but we can start booking some potentially in 2020, or you can call now and be intentional to get appointments booked for 2021. So if you want to visit us, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can also go to our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, retire optional. How do you get to that point where you know you can retire and not have to think about money again? we'll discuss right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're really excited. Myself, Keith, and Matt here at SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, and I just love, like, we've been doing this since 2003, but we love helping people and in helping families. And that's, so you know, we can't work with every single person listening, obviously. We can't take on even everyone that comes to our office. It's just not enough time in the day. But we have a team of about 30, 35 here that for the right person and the right family, the right people, it could be a great fit for you. So with that being said, we talked about today's show trying to get everyone of our clients to be in a retire optional mindset. Like, I can go to work, maybe I work part-time, but maybe you don't necessarily have to. And we see too many times, and I've said this for years and years on the show, and same with my partners here, Keith and Matt, so many people have all these concerns around retirement. So think of, like, and I know I can relate to you right now as you're listening, you might have concerns about, well, the deficit, and Medicare underfunded, and taxes going up, and what happens if I pass away? What, do I have enough income? All these concerns, yet the standard financial advisor that you meet with, many of them, and I'm in that field, so, you know, I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, but this is where we started out many years ago doing the same thing, where you're just trying to build a good financial strategy around portfolios, annuities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, right? A lot of you listen, that's not your main concern. You've grown, you can probably go without anyone's help, pick an S&P 500 fund if you just want to try to beat the market or invest in the market. Now, I'm not recommending that. My point is, if you're paying for a financial help, make sure you're getting value, because whatever your concerns are, why don't you just address them one by one so you don't have to think about them anymore, so that you can go on and enjoy retirement, enjoy your family, enjoy your travel when we can travel. And that's what it's about. Can you retire? We've seen so many people that are still sometimes working, knowing that they can retire if they want to. It's a completely different mindset. And you work too hard to get to be 70 years old, and then all of a sudden you had no plan, and then you maybe can't enjoy things as much as you wanted to because you didn't plan ahead of time. So sorry to ramble on, guys. But Keith, I know you probably have 30 clients you can think of right now, but give us an example of, like, maybe someone who was just needed more planning sure. than they were getting.
Yeah, it actually just happened recently. A client of mine, you know, he did what most folks do out there. You know, he worked really hard, put his head down, nose to the grindstone. Actually didn't save a lot of money, but he actually ended up building quite a nice business and sold his business. He's still going to work there as a consultant, things like that. Once he sold his business, it created a whole new wave of problems, or, you know, circumstances that we needed to deal with. You know, we knew that him and his wife were going to be fine when it came to income. So we mapped them out like a full plan to show them, hey, look, here's your income for the rest of your life. You have plenty of money. You're good to go. Confidence, right? Instill confidence in them. Their investment portfolio, we know, is going to grow over the long run, right? But really where, you know, kind of the unique planning came in, and the planning that we wanted to stress with him and that he wanted us to do for them. Now that they've unlocked all this value in their business and they've received a substantial amount of money, how do we transition wealth? And that's really what we focus on, because there's so many things that you have to deal with in that situation. You know, they're going to stay and live here in the state of Massachusetts. Well, how do we eliminate or get rid of some of the taxation that they're going to experience on death?
Definitely.
Are there any strategies to leverage wealth to get a higher, you know, a higher benefit to the next generation and to put it in a better tax situation, tax-free, things like that? So the idea is we created, four or five different strategies with this family to better position them both now while they're alive, but to give them peace of mind to enjoy their money because they knew they had enough and they knew there was going to be plenty of money left behind to the next generation because that is now set up properly.
And really what that does too, Derek, just to kind of, you know, tie the two stories together is just allows that guy who has worked so hard, right, to retire. You know, that but at the same time, you know, make it that it's optional, meaning that if he wants to continue to work, if he wants to continue to consult, now maybe it's obviously a part of the agreement that he had to sell it. But when you do have that plan in place, he was probably thinking like, oh my goodness, do I have enough to retire? You know, what will a business sell for? Is it going to be okay? Will I be okay? Will my wife be okay? Will my kids be okay? And then when Keith sort of sets up that plan and makes sure that the cash flow is strong and to say, look, you know, even if you took half of the sale of the business, you would be fine. And then now we have to focus on legacy planning and things along those lines. But giving people that plan, giving people that confidence to say, look, you can still work, you know, if you want to. I mean, it's optional.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's,
'cause some people still like to work and that's fine. But at least if they have a plan that they can rely on, that they know that, hey, I don't have to. I'm working because I want to. It's an option. It's a choice that I'm making. But you'll never know that unless you have a fully detailed plan like Keith was talking about.
And that's the thing. Even when we started SHP in 2003, we're like, oh, we're going to grow it and sell it. And then you end up loving what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, we could, but we're 40 years old. We love what we do. And we love helping people. And what Keith's client situation, someone else listening might have a totally different concern, but our job is to listen to what you're trying to do and address those concerns.
Right. And it goes back to, and Derek, what you were just saying right there is so key because, you know, people talk about your God-given talents and people talk about, you know, what you can do and what you can bring. And that's what it is. I mean, if you are unhappy at work and you're what you've been given and what you're good at is you're not really getting it at work, then I'm sure there's volunteer work. I'm sure there's golf courses that could, you know, have some fun out there, or travel, whatever that may be. It's like you need to know what makes you happy. You need to, and that's what you know. Money is just a means to an end.
Exactly.
Right. And so the whole idea of retirement optional is like, okay, well, is that what you want to do or not? All right, let's just see how feasible it is and crunch numbers. And now you have a plan, you know, that goes into it. But you at the same time, you might really enjoy it, and maybe you're changing lives doing what you're doing. But you need to know. And having walking through the roadmap, at least you know what your options are, because all of these other concerns that you were talking about gets addressed through a comprehensive plan.
Being true wealth, we all know, is not about money in dollars and cents. It's about, you know, money can do good things if you treat it properly and if you manage it properly, if you're a good steward, obviously. But I really think that, you know, you, as a person, as a human being, even going through my own experiences and with many of our clients, the before and after, that I think that's what I love seeing, because how many people come to us and like, oh my gosh, I wish I came to you 5, 10, 15
oh, absolutely.
Years earlier.
Yeah.
But at least they're like, but at least we did it. You know, we're 60 now, 50, 65. We wish we did it when we were 55, but they're here, they're doing it. And I think a lot of times when you're working, you're so focused on just your job that it's like you leave some things on the sideline and you kind of forget about it because you have so much to do as it is. And having the freedom, like we've seen so many people that can now, maybe they have regrets about spending time with their kids and now they can spend that time. Maybe they can go back and make up for some things that they wish they could have done travel-wise, family, grandkids, whatever it is. That's what true planning can do. And we're not saying, we can't hit a magic button and help every single person like you said, but if you're listening right now, either one, you might not have a plan. You're like, man, I got to get a plan in place, right? And I don't have any of this covered. I just have a portfolio, my 401k, without any plan associated with it. Or two, you might have an advisor. And let's face it, we're not trying to break relationships up. You might have an advisor that's just building portfolios, using annuities, but you've never heard anything about taxes. You never heard anything about, like Keith said, estate planning, transferring wealth, healthcare, all these other things that go around with planning. So make sure if you are paying a fee, make sure you're getting your value, right? That's what's important. And we're here to help. And I can't promise we can get you in before the end of 2020, but if you call now, let's get an appointment in the calendar. Let's be intentional about your plan. I say this out of passion. We've been doing this since 2003, and we're happy to at least have that initial meeting. There's no cost to do so. If you want to schedule that in one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, it's 800-227-7777 is the number to call. One more time, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit and get a ton of information online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to give you our tip of the week right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And in this segment, we're going to give you our tip of the week. But before we do, we talked on the show about the SHP Retirement Roadmap. It's a customized plan designed for you. And we talked about many advisors just do investment planning. But a true plan looks at all areas and concerns of retirement so that you can get to the point of either being retire optional or retire and do the things you want to do. We always break it down to five plans. You need a plan for income, a plan for investments, plan for taxes, plan for healthcare, and a plan for estate planning slash legacy. It sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but I want to make sure we provide more value than just this show. So if you go to our website, we literally have tools and webinars built out for each of those five areas, sometimes multiple webinars. So if you want to learn more, go to shpfinancial.com. When you get there, you can go under our services, or you can look under SHP workshops and webinars, and you can, in your free time, if you have some free time, listen to, download, watch these webinars going forward. I think it'll bring a lot more value to your plan. But as it pertains to our SHP tip of the week, we're gonna be addressing these going forward, but we talk about number one, in order to know if you can retire, Keith, and when you can retire, or Matt, I think Matt's starting it. Sorry, I'm not.
It's all right.
Bad hosting over here. Matt, if we're talking about when you can retire, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the first things that everyone needs to know and get a hold of before then?
So everyone is probably telling you to focus on, oh, save to $1 million or save to $2 million. What we're saying is that you need to focus on a different number. You need to focus on your expenses. And there are two ways of figuring out your expenses. One's really detailed, and I'll kind of let Keith walk you through those steps.
But let me just give you the cheat sheet, the cliff notes.
Exactly. Cliff notes, lazy man lobster version of check calculating your expenses. Because occasionally people will come in and they've never done it before. They've never done their budget. And so what I'll do is I'll just say, okay, how much do you earn? All right. And then how much do you save in 401ks and how much do you pay in taxes? And okay, great. And then at the end of the month, what's the difference? Is your checking account the same? Has it gone up, you know, a couple $100? Has it gone down a couple $100 or whatever that may be? So by kind of looking at their income, minusing taxes and any type of contributions to any, you know, retirement plans or what have you, then check out on a monthly basis. Okay, is your cash the same? Has it gone up or has it gone down? And that's a lazy man's way of figuring out what you do on a monthly basis. But the tip is to know what your expenses are.
Yep, just figure out what comes in your bank account every couple of weeks, whatever. What's that for the year? And if you break even, that's probably your expenses. But Keith, what's a better detail?
Yeah, I mean, if clients have the time and want to put the effort in, which we do recommend, this is where you want to pull out all your bank statements for the last 12 months, or pull up all your bank transactions for the last 12 months, as well as any credit card statements, along with what Matt said, and really define in detail each expense. You know, will that expense continue? Like, let's say you have a mortgage and your mortgage is going to be paid off in 2 years. Well, that's an expense that's going to go away. Exactly. So you want to look at different expenses that might go away over time. I think one other thing that you could look at in this exercise as well is, if you have debt, is there a way to consolidate and reduce the expense of that debt? You know, maybe
especially
you have a high interest.
World.
Exactly. Maybe you have a high interest credit card and you've just been kind of making the payments and doing it. Well, you can refinance that debt down. Like you said, especially in today's world, today is, you know, interest rates are like next to nothing. So it's a good time to not only look at your expenses, but to look at, you know, the expenses of those expenses, yeah. If that makes sense.
No, I agree. And I think so. Tip of the week, know your expenses. It's so hard to retire without knowing that number. If you need an expense, we have a good Excel spreadsheet that we can provide you as well. If you go to SHP or if you email ask@shpne.com. Just email, please send me expense worksheet. We'll do that. Again, that's ask@shpne.com. But more importantly, I think as it pertains to your plan, do you have everything covered from income to investments to taxes to healthcare and legacy? We want to be able to help. We know times are tight and whatnot, but if we can set up a Zoom meeting or a live meeting between, might be able to squeeze it in between now and the end of 2020, but let's try to be, if you can, intentional, right? If you haven't taken that step, be intentional about your retirement. Make sure you have all your concerns addressed. Even if we're booking into 2021, that's fine. But let's get it on the calendar, right? The number to do so is 800-227-7777. One more time, that's 800-227-7777. And as I mentioned, you can always get more information about our firm, about our webinars, workshops, or anything else at shpfinancial.com. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. And we'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 best place to work for financial advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And on this segment, we're going to really go through, or this show, I should say, being more intentional as it comes to your retirement. And we want you to have fun with this show. We also want to make sure you learn a lot from this show, hopefully, that you can apply to your own lives. And if you need our help, we're obviously here as a firm since 2003 to provide that guidance. And many of you have obviously been meeting with us, and a lot of you are clients of ours for many years. And as we get ready for the Christmas season, we want to talk about getting more intentional about your strategy for retirement and how important that is. And we're going to compare and contrast other plans that are out there and why not all plans for retirement are the same. And with that being said, again, we wish everyone a Merry Christmas, getting ready for this season. It's flying by. As much as COVID has crushed 2020, it's also, there's a lot to be thankful for. And, you know, I'm going to turn it over to Keith and Matt in a second here, but just taking some time last weekend, I sent this video to some of my clients, guys, and just showing my kids with some Christmas music on, and they didn't know I was taping them, just hanging up the ornaments and doing these things that, you know, this just like, you know, pure... They, you know, they don't know the 9 and 12, so the innocence is still there. Mm-hmm. And just like, this is, you know, Christmas music, hanging the ornaments. Of course, I'm like teary-eyed,
yeah,
sharing with my clients and some of my parents and family. And, you know, it's like time goes by so fast, and it's not going to be long before my 12-year-old is sitting in the corner on his iPad and not even caring about it.
Wait, sometime or now?
Yeah, it's exactly. I know. But still, it's in that in between period. And so we're really looking forward to it as a family. Yeah. How about you, Matt?
No, absolutely. And it's funny, just in regards to, you know, the all the madness that's going around, you know, and then you have, you know, kind of like this little bubble happening. It's sort of like your own little private bubble. And, you know, to your point, Derek, it's like, I think I'm just trying to do the best I can to keep that at bay and keep us all sane and happy and healthy as much as possible. And just by focusing on Christmas, you know, he's coming and light's coming with him. So it's very exciting because of that. And just having the, you know, the family being together through a very difficult time. And, you know, here we go into a new year. I couldn't be happier to see 2020 go behind and to really move on as good news starts to come.
Keith, your kids excited too?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
As excited
like,
as you?
Like you said, yeah, right? Actually, I do get pretty excited for Christmas. I do love Christmas.
Same.
You know, you said it best. Time goes by so fast. It's like, you know, you remember your kids being small and you'd have these huge big wheels and, you know, all the big toys. And that, you know, they were relatively inexpensive. Now all these little teeny things cost so much more money.
Yep.
Basically technology, right? You know, as your kids get older, it's just, you know, you want the magic to still be there. Thank God it still is for our kids. You know, we make it a almost every single night we're watching a Christmas movie or doing something Christmassy or whatever it
awesome.
Is just to try to bring in the season as much as possible. But, you know, it was huge in my house, so I wanted to carry the tradition to now my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's the same thing. It's been a great, you know, time to be with our family. And it's amazing. I can't really say. I was going to tell you what we got with the kids for Christmas, but my son, my 12-year-old, believe it or not, listens to our podcast.
Okay, yep, very
and
nice.
I'm not sure. I said, hey, you're a little young for this, but
you might need a
I'm trying to get him on this finance. Exactly. Get him on this finance train early, but I'll go put him to bed, and his, out of all the things he can listen to, his iPad's on. I'm like,
yeah.
I hear us three talking about some segment. So, you know, if you're as crazy as my
Pax,
son.
You're getting for Christmas.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
You can, but if you want to listen to our podcast, you can, however you listen to your podcast, just type in SHP Financial. You can find it there. With that being said, today's message, I think it's really important because the average person, right, the average advisor, and this is not to toot our own horn, but the average advisor, let's face it, they build plans and your entire retirement plan comes around making more money, investing, and how much can we grow our portfolio, right? And that's the conversation. It's really about products in portfolios. Now, we've said this for many, many years, but I think I really want to make sure as a listener and as a good person that's out there trying to do your best for retirement, make sure you're intentional. And Matt, I'll turn this over to you, but when I say intentional, you realize that no one ever comes in and says, oh, I'm trying to get 10%, but I'm only getting 9.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's making good money the last 10 years, no matter who you are, no matter what you're picking, for the most part, because the market's gone up.
Right.
But when people think about retirement, their concerns aren't making more money. It's, do I have enough? What are my liabilities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are my liabilities for, meaning like not just a mortgage, what are my expenses? How do I cover them?
Right.
What if taxes go up? This is what people worry about. What am I going to do then if all my money is IRA? What if healthcare is kicking in for my spouse or myself? What would that do if those extra costs started adding up in the plan? And those are the variables that people have to think about beyond just investments.
Well, and especially too, because a lot of the people that come in, whether it's here in Plymouth or whether it's in Woburn or Hyannis or wherever it may be, they generally are the ones that saved it themselves. You know, they're the ones that created the wealth. I mean, not to, you know, wealth creator is the term that we use, but more the idea that they didn't inherit it. You know, they're the ones that did all the blood, sweat, and tears that went into all the savings and sort of the growth. And they're the ones that are most sort of anxious about it because they're
exactly.
Like, oh, you know, can I retire? Because, you know, it's not about how much I've saved or how much I've earned, because it never is going to feel like enough unless we start to unpack all of those concerns. Because let's stress test it. Okay, let's take a look at your spending to find out, okay, how much are you actually spending? Are you comfortable with it? What type of inflation is going to be factored in? And okay, well, now that we know, you know, we have a purpose now for or a plan for there, now let's take a look at what taxes have done. What type of tax planning have you done or have you not done? Because these are all the things that will add up to answering those questions of, you know, will I be okay or can I actually retire? Because as I mentioned, these, you know, especially if you've earned it all yourself, you'll be very nervous about stopping to work.
And I did a bad job of being the host of the show because I meant to mention this whole topic is retire optional, right? Retire optional. Can you get to the point where you know, whether you still work or retire, that you know you can retire at any point? And over the next several weeks and months, we're going to really start taking apart the SHP retirement roadmap process, right? We're going to start taking the SHP retirement roadmap apart. And what I mean by that is, I think what's different, right? And as you're listening, are you being intentional about your retirement? Meaning, do you have more than just a portfolio? Because the truth is, many advisors out there, and if you're listening and you're an advisor, maybe you're different, but a lot of times we see this, that many advisors just focus on annuities, stocks, bonds, and that's the entire plan. At SHP Financial, we build our clients a roadmap. And the idea is to address all the concerns for retirement that most people have. Income, how do I have enough income to cover my what? To cover my expenses. Investment, the main thing around there is risk. I don't want to lose my shirt if the market drops. Third is taxes. how to reduce taxes both now and in the future, especially if most of your money is in pre-tax IRA and 401k accounts. Healthcare, what if something happens health-wise to my spouse, myself, or whoever, what happens to my plan then? Finally, estate planning and legacy, how to pass on the assets to the next generation. And so as you're listening right now, do you know that you have a plan? Number one, have you been intentional, and do you have an advisor? That's the first question. If you do, if the answer is yes, does that advisor focus on all those areas that we just talked about, or is he or she just more focused on the investments? Okay. Two, if you don't have an advisor and you have this money that you've saved up, make sure, I think alleviating some of these stresses, some of these areas that people stay up at night for about risk, about income, about taxes is so important. And so we've been doing this since 2003. We are happy to help you. Obviously, we have limited appointments for the rest of the year, but we can start booking some potentially in 2020, or you can call now and be intentional to get appointments booked for 2021. So if you want to visit us, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. But you can also go to our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, retire optional. How do you get to that point where you know you can retire and not have to think about money again? We'll discuss right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're really excited, myself, Keith, and Matt here at SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, and I just love, like, we've been doing this since 2003, but we love helping people and helping families. And that's, so, you know, we can't work with every single person listening, obviously. We can't take on even everyone that comes to our office. It's just not enough time in the day. But we have a team of about 30, 35 here that, for the right person and the right family, the right people, it could be a great fit for you. So with that being said, we talked about today's show trying to get everyone of our clients to be in a retire optional mindset. Like, I can go to work, maybe I work part-time, but maybe you don't necessarily have to. And we see too many times, and I've said this for years and years on the show, and same with my partners here, Keith and Matt, so many people have all these concerns around retirement. So think of, like, and I know I can relate to you right now as you're listening, you might have concerns about, well, the deficit, and Medicare underfunded, and taxes going up, and what happens if I pass away? What, do I have enough income? All these concerns, yet the standard financial advisor that you meet with, many of them, and I'm in that field, so, you know, I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, but this is where we started out many years ago doing the same thing, where you're just trying to build a good financial strategy around portfolios, annuities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, right? A lot of you, listen, that's not your main concern. You've grown, you can probably go without anyone's help, pick an S&P 500 fund if you just want to try to beat the market or invest in the market. Now, I'm not recommending that. My point is, if you're paying for a financial help, make sure you're getting value, because whatever your concerns are, why don't you just address them one by one so you don't have to think about them anymore, so that you can go on and enjoy retirement, enjoy your family, enjoy your travel when we can travel. And that's what it's about. Can you retire? We've seen so many people that are still sometimes working, knowing that they can retire if they want to. It's a completely different mindset. And you work too hard to get to be 70 years old, and then all of a sudden you had no plan, and then you maybe can't enjoy things as much as you wanted to because you didn't plan ahead of time. So sorry to ramble on, guys, but Keith, I know you probably have 30 clients you can think of right now, but give us an example of, like, maybe someone who was just needed more planning sure. than they were getting.
Yeah, it actually just happened recently. A client of mine, you know, he did what most folks do out there. You know, he worked really hard, put his head down, nose to the grindstone, actually didn't save a lot of money, but he actually ended up building quite a nice business and sold his business. He's still going to work there as a consultant, things like that. Once he sold his business, it created a whole new wave of problems or, you know, circumstances that we needed to deal with. You know, we knew that him and his wife were going to be fine when it came to income. So we mapped him out like a full plan to show them, hey, look, here's your income for the rest of your life. You have plenty of money. You're good to go. Confidence, right? Instill confidence in them. Their investment portfolio we know is going to grow over the long run, right? But really where, you know, kind of the unique planning came in and the, you know, the planning that we wanted to stress with him and that he wanted us to do for them. Now that they've unlocked all this value in their business and they've received a substantial amount of money, how do we transition wealth? And that's really what we focused on because there's so many things that you have to deal with in that situation. You know, they're going to stay and live here in the state of Massachusetts. Well, how do we eliminate or get rid of some of the taxation that they're going to experience on death?
Definitely.
Are there any strategies to leverage wealth to get a higher, you know, a higher benefit to the next generation and to put it in a better tax situation, tax-free, things like that? So the idea is we created, four or five different strategies with this family to better position them both now while they're alive, but to give them peace of mind to enjoy their money because they knew they had enough and they knew there was going to be plenty of money left behind to the next generation because that is now set up properly.
And really what that does too, Derek, just to kind of, you know, tie the two stories together is just allows that guy who has worked so hard, right, to retire. You know, that but at the same time, you know, make it that it's optional. Meaning that if he wants to continue to work, if he wants to continue to consult, now maybe it's obviously a part of the agreement that he had to sell it. But when you do have that plan in place, he was probably thinking like, oh my goodness, do I have enough to retire? You know, what will a business sell for? Is it going to be okay? Will I be okay? Will my wife be okay? Will my kids be okay? And then when Keith sort of sets up that plan and makes sure that the cash flow is strong and to say, look, you know, even if you took half of the sale of the business, you would be fine. And then now we have to focus on legacy planning and things along those lines. But giving people that plan, giving people that confidence to say, look, you can still work, you know, if you want to. I mean, it's optional.
Well, that's,
you know,
that's,
some people still like to work and that's fine. But at least if they have a plan that they can rely on, that they know that, hey, I don't have to. I'm working because I want to. It's an option. It's a choice that I'm making. But you'll never know that unless you have a fully detailed plan like Keith was talking about.
And that's the thing. Even when we started SHP in 2003, we're like, oh, we're going to grow it and sell it. And then you end up loving what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, we could, but we're 40 years old. We love what we do. And like, we love helping people. And what Keith's client situation, someone else listening might have a totally different concern, but our job is to listen to what you're trying to do and address those concerns.
Right. And it goes back to, and Derek, what you were just saying right there is so key because, you know, people talk about your God-given talents and people talk about, you know, what you can do and what you can bring. And that's what it is. I mean, if you are unhappy at work and you're what you've been given and what you're good at is you're not really getting it at work, then I'm sure there's volunteer work. I'm sure there's golf courses that could, you know, have some fun out there or travel, whatever that may be. It's like you need to know what makes you happy. You need to, and that's what you know. Money is just a means to an end.
Exactly.
Right. And so the whole idea of retirement optional is like, okay, well, is that what you want to do or not? All right, let's just see how feasible it is and crunch numbers. And now you have a plan, you know, that goes into it. But you at the same time, you might really enjoy it, and maybe you're changing lives doing what you're doing. But you need to know. And walking through the roadmap, at least you know what your options are, because all of these other concerns that you were talking about gets addressed through a comprehensive plan.
Well, being true wealth, we all know, is not about money in dollars and cents. It's about, you know, money can do good things if you treat it properly and if you manage it properly, if you're a good steward, obviously. But I really think that, you know, you, as a person, as a human being, even going through my own experiences and with many of our clients, the before and after, that I think that's what I love seeing, because how many people come to us and like, oh my gosh, I wish I came to you 5, 10, 15 years earlier.
Yeah.
But at least they're like, but at least we did it. You know, we're 60 now, 50, 65. We wish we did it when we were 55, but they're here, they're doing it. And I think a lot of times when you're working, you're so focused on just your job that it's like you leave some things on the sideline and you kind of forget about it because you have so much to do as it is. And having the freedom, like we've seen so many people that can now, maybe they have regrets about spending time with their kids and now they can spend that time. Maybe they can go back and make up for some things that they wish they could have done travel-wise, family, grandkids, whatever it is. That's what true planning can do. And we're not saying we can't hit a magic button and help every single person, like you said, but if you're listening right now, either one, you might not have a plan. You're like, man, I got to get a plan in place, right? And I don't have any of this covered. I just have a portfolio, my 401k, without any plan associated with it. Or two, you might have an advisor. And let's face it, we're not trying to break relationships up. You might have an advisor that's just building portfolios, using annuities, but you've never heard anything about taxes. You never heard anything about, like Keith said, estate planning, transferring wealth, healthcare, all these other things that go around with planning. So make sure if you are paying a fee, make sure you're getting your value, right? That's what's important. And we're here to help. And I can't promise we can get you in before the end of 2020, but if you call now, let's get an appointment in the calendar. Let's be intentional about your plan. I say this out of passion. We've been doing this since 2003, and we're happy to at least have that initial meeting. There's no cost to do so. If you want to schedule that in one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, it's 800-227-7777 is the number to call. One more time, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit and get a ton of information online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to give you our tip of the week right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review, or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And in this segment, we're going to give you our tip of the week. But before we do, we talked on the show about the SHP Retirement Roadmap. It's a customized plan designed for you. And we talked about many advisors just do investment planning. But a true plan looks at all areas and concerns of retirement so that you can get to the point of either being retire optional or retire and do the things you want to do. We always break it down to five plans. You need a plan for income, a plan for investments, plan for taxes, plan for healthcare, and a plan for estate planning / legacy. It sounds like a lot, and it is a lot, but I want to make sure we provide more value than just this show. So if you go to our website, we literally have tools and webinars built out for each of those five areas, sometimes multiple webinars. So if you want to learn more, go to shpfinancial.com. When you get there, you can go under our services, or you can look under SHP workshops and webinars, and you can, in your free time, if you have some free time, listen to, download, watch these webinars going forward. I think it'll bring a lot more value to your plan. But as it pertains to our SHP tip of the week, we're gonna be addressing these going forward, but we talk about number one, in order to know if you can retire, Keith, and when you can retire, or Matt, I think Matt's starting it. Sorry, I'm not.
It's all right.
Dad hosting over here. Matt, if we're talking about when you can retire, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the first things that everyone needs to know and get a hold of before then?
So everyone is probably telling you focus on, oh, save to $1 million or save to $2 million. What we're saying is that you need to focus on a different number. You need to focus on your expenses. And there are two ways of figuring out your expenses. One's really detailed, and I'll kind of let Keith walk you through those steps.
But let me just give you the cheat sheet? The Cliff Notes.
Right. Exactly. Cliff Notes, lazy man lobster version of check calculating your expenses. Because occasionally people will come in and they they've never done it before. They've never done their budget. And so what I'll do is I'll just say, okay, how much do you earn? All right. And then how much do you save in 401ks and how much do you pay in taxes? And okay, great. And then at the end of the month, what's the difference? Is your checking account the same? Has it gone up, you know, a couple $100? Has it gone down a couple $100 or whatever that may be? So by kind of looking at their income, minusing taxes and any type of contributions to any, you know, retirement plans or what have you, then check out on a monthly basis. Okay, is your cash the same? Has it gone up or has it gone down? And that's a lazy man's way of figuring out what you do on a monthly basis. But the tip is to know what your expenses are.
Yep, just figure out what comes in your bank account every couple weeks, whatever. What's that for the year? And if you break even, that's probably your expenses. But Keith, what's a better detail?
Yeah, I mean, if clients have the time and want to put the effort in, which we do recommend, this is where you want to pull out all your bank statements for the last 12 months or pull up all your bank transactions for the last 12 months, as well as any credit card statements, along with what Matt said, and really define in detail each expense. You know, will that expense continue? Like, let's say you have a mortgage and your mortgage is going to be paid off in 2 years. Well, that's an expense that's going to go away. Exactly. So you want to look at different expenses that might go away over time. I think one other thing that you could look at in this exercise as well is if you have debt, is there a way to consolidate and reduce the expense of that debt? You know, maybe
especially
you have a high interest.
World.
Exactly. Maybe you have a high interest credit card and you've just been kind of making the payments and doing it. Well, you can refinance that debt down. Like you said, especially in today's world, today is, you know, interest rates are like next to nothing. So it's a good time to not only look at your expenses, but to look at, you know, the expenses of those expenses, yeah. If that makes sense.
No, I agree. And I think so. Tip of the week, know your expenses. It's so hard to retire without knowing that number. If you need an expense, we have a good Excel spreadsheet that we can provide you as well. If you go to SHP or if you email ask@shpne.com. Just email, please send me expense worksheet. We'll do that. Again, that's ask@shpne.com. But more importantly, I think as it pertains to your plan, do you have everything covered from income to investments to taxes to healthcare and legacy? We want to be able to help. We know times are tight and whatnot, but if we can set up a Zoom meeting or a live meeting between, might be able to squeeze it in between now and the end of 2020, but let's try to be, if you can, intentional, right? If you haven't taken that step, be intentional about your retirement. Make sure you have all your concerns addressed. Even if we're booking into 2021, that's fine. But let's get it on the calendar, right? The number to do so is 800-227-7777. One more time, that's 800-227-7777. And as I mentioned, you can always get more information about our firm, about our webinars, workshops, or anything else at shpfinancial.com. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.